the revelation was given to the 12 apostles, to the disciples, to all those who were listening to Jesus. And this tradition has been handed over to the whole people of God. Therefore, the trustees of the Word of God, in a way the trustees of the energy of God, is in the whole community. But we have different roles to play in that community. Therefore, exchanges are good, not only good, but absolutely necessary.
Can we go back to Vatican II? Because you were an eyewitness there. You also served as an expert to some of the bishops there. This is a big question, but if we can distill it, and because you've had plenty of time and to think about this over the years, in its essence, what do you think really happened at Vatican II?
Pat, I shall answer your question with one proviso. After 50 years, just about to begin to understand Vatican II. So whatever I am going to say is provisional. And maybe 50 years later, I can make different affirmations. But if I think back, I think ultimately what the council tried to do to liberate the energies that are present in the church, and that happened first to the bishops who were present there, and then during the council and after the council, it has been happening to the people of God. But those energies that created the council are working today. And therefore, the original effort and impetus is still at work.
And where do you see that?
I see all over the place. I see even in the very ferment that we have in the church. Is ultimately nothing else than energy welling up. And sometimes, you know, energies do not have shape and form, and therefore it's quite possible that you have genuine divine energy working in the community, but it does not come out in the right way in one or two members. That's why we need the community. Now, may I still add, you asked for something, one word. I think it would be creating more of a community of Christian people and also participation in the life of the church in the development of the tradition. That could be a fair approximation.
But you bring in then a very difficult word, because the word tradition means one thing to one person and one thing to another. And over the last 50 years, there are those who would say that the insights of Vatican II, which were toward collegiality and a move away from hierarchy only, and the Pope being at the primacy of the Pope being central to all things, that in 50 years, what we have now seen is people who are dissatisfied with even those reforms of Vatican II and who want to reinstate, in the name of tradition, the role of the Pope, the hierarchy of the Church, and the laity in their proper place.
Yes. Now, let me pick up on what you mentioned, that tradition may mean a different thing to one and to another. And I say, yes, I concede that, but at the same time, there is a common core in the tradition to where we all return. We keep returning to the Gospels. We keep returning to the rest of the Scriptures. And this is our common treasure. So, the problem is not so much in the tradition. The tradition is there, and we do have a core, a very sound core. But in the development of human beings, you see, our intelligence concerning divine revelation kept developing ever since the time of Jesus. And he himself did say, I shall send you my spirit and will help you to penetrate the mysteries that I am talking about it better and from ages to ages and to ages. Now, in this development, it's only natural that you will have great varieties concerning some objects, but also concerning some other object. In a way, we did achieve, I wouldn't say full, but reasonable, workable understanding that remain, understandings that remain the core of the tradition, and will not change from generation to generation. We believe in Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and one God. We believe in Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man, and so forth, and so forth. That's the core. But because we live on the edge of a mystery, many parts of the divine revelation appear to us as somewhat obscure, and we try to penetrate it by new insights, more and more, and of course some insights are better than the others. That's why we need the community to correct each other.